riffing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Well, I'll tell you what. Donald Trump was in Waukesha Friday afternoon. Tim Michaels. So he was. And what he did was, when he was there, he did a number of extraordinary things, and I'm going to go over them. They had a big impact on the gubernatorial race. Here's a couple of them. He was endorsing Michaels. But he not only endorsed Michaels, he attacked Clayfish. Here's what Donald Trump said. He said, Clayfish does not have what it takes to be governor. Now, he happens to be correct. He goes on and he says, she is the hand-picked candidate of the failed establishment. This is what's fanning the fight between the establishment, they call them swamp creatures, which is fairly accurate. That's the fight between Gates, for instance, they're both swamp creatures, and Kevin McCarthy, for instance, and the attacks by Trump on Voss. So Trump says about Clayfish, for Pete's sake. She does not have what it takes. She's the handpicked candidate of the failed establishment. Then he went on and said this. Clayfish complains about lobbyists, but her husband is one of the biggest lobbyists in Madison, referring to Joel Clayfish. Now, I'm going to throw in a little firsthand note here. Joel Clayfish does a show on this station on Thursday evenings in which he talks about hunting and fishing and cooking and how exciting it is in Waukesha. Okay, fair enough. This last Thursday night, when he left, apparently he locked the computer room at this station. That computer room is never locked. He never locked it before, neither did anybody else. There's no key at the station. So Friday morning when the producer came in, couldn't get in, put my show on. That's why you heard a rerun on Friday. Because the computer room was locked for the first time and there's no key. That was a Bush League play. Let me tell you something. The Friday before a Tuesday election is the start of the surge of people making up their minds. The 96 hours before an election when people make up their minds who haven't already voted. So our whole discussion about the gubernatorial race, because let me be blunt. This show, Matt Flynn Direct, is the bluntest, most history-based, and most frankly, technically detailed attack on politics that there is in this state in any radio station. So what was accomplished by that was that now we're doing it on Monday, day before the election, when a lot of people made up their minds over the weekend. It, you know, it's a trivial thing in a way. It's a Bush League thing. My concern is that if Clayfish ever got in, Rebecca Clayfish as governor, you'd have 4 years of kind of Bush League type of tricks. She's the one, by the way. Remember that a couple of months ago? She's up somewhere, didn't know it was being taped, and she said, the Democrats do dirty tricks. And then she falsely accused the Democrats of what's called ballot harvesting. Democrats do not do that. What Democrats will do is have things, well, we had drop boxes, or we had clerks in Madison go to a park and they would take custody of ballots, which they can do. She called that ballot harvesting. And then she said, and I'm going to do what they do, and then I'll just shower with a metal brush afterwards. Now, that's, first of all, a very weird thing to say, I mean, frankly. But secondly, that is what you can expect for four more years. And that's why you had a rerun on Friday instead of a hard-hitting analysis of the gubernatorial race. Well, we're gonna have a hard-hitting one right now. Let me tell you something. The other thing that Trump did was he attacked Robin Voss. He attacked Robin Voss. I mean, Robin Voss, for Pete's sake. Robin Voss is his own personal swamp creature. Robin Voss is a guy who goes, he called him a rhino, Republican in name only, called Robin Voss a rhino. This rhino Voss is the guy that hired Gableman. He hired Gableman to do an investigation, a fake investigation, paid over $1 million already, and is paying $250,000 of taxpayer money for Gableman's misconduct sanctions in the litigation for insulting the judge, saying the judge is a woman with a beard. You know, I don't know a lawyer in my whole career who would say something like that. And this idiot, we're paying his legal fees to defend him now. How does that make you feel? It doesn't make me feel very good at all. And then Voss, for his pains, gets attacked as a rhino. What's even worse, this is great. This is just terrific. What's even worse is that Voss, that is being opposed in a primary guy named Adam Steen. Now, Adam Steen, I don't know, never met him, don't know much about him, but he's far to the right of Voss, and he's a Trump acolyte. He's nothing more than a Trump, sucking up to Trump. That's all he does. Terrible. He's running against Voss from the right. He's saying what? It's not enough to spend over $1 million on a guy like Gableman who said, I don't even know anything about elections, so I'm going to go to the New Berlin Public Library and a public computer, for Pete's sake, and do a little research. And by the way, I'm going to get $11,000 a month. And oh, by the way, now it's over $1 million. And I called the judge a woman in a beard and insulted a female lawyer on the other side of the case and said the judge might try to, you know, get her into his chambers. Who does this kind of stuff? There's a lot of judges say, you're off this case, Jack, except he's the defendant. So, or his lawyers are off the case if they don't discipline the guy. By the way, we're going to go to the lines. Looks like we have Gary of Sussex. And I want to make a disclosure, and Connor is working with me on this. On my end, not on Connor's end, you can hear me over the line, but I cannot hear any sound, and I cannot see Connor. So what Connor is going to do is, when he answers the phone, you tell him your comment, or you tell him your question, and he will text it to me, and then I will respond and acknowledge you. Thank you for putting up with this. This will be corrected today. So let me get back, though. Let me get back to Trump and Waukesha. So he comes in on a revenge tour of his own. He attacks Clayfish, and Clayfish sucked up to him massively, including turning on Voss herself. Voss herself. These Republicans know instinctively that somehow they're in trouble if they're seen as establishment swamp creatures, even though they are establishment swamp creatures. And so they stab other establishment swamp creatures who backed them. So Clayfish stabs Voss, and Trump attacks both of them. And he has Adam Steen up there. Now, Adam Steen is a guy, you know, they stick this guy up. What? They stick him up to give a speech. I'm sure he never been in a crowd that big. And it was a small crowd by Trump standards. But Steen's probably used to talking to three or four people at a time. In any event, they all blast the Republican Party. And here is another unbelievable thing. I mean, this really defies belief, quite frankly. Gableman was there, and he said the prayer. What? I mean, Gableman, so who's he to say a prayer? Who is he? Where'd this guy come from? Says a prayer. And then he endorses Adam Steen against Voss, who's paid over $1 million for Gableman's fraudulent investigation into securities fraud, where he found none, but says that the election should be overturned anyway. How bad is that? I mean, Voss is being stabbed multiple times. He's stabbed by Clayfish. He's stabbed by Trump. He's stabbed by Gableman, his guy, whom he paid. He hired him. He not only hired him, Gableman then brought a suit to throw the mayor of Green Bay and Madison in jail by the way, a taxpayer expense. Boss paid it. When he's asked what Gableman is doing, he says, I don't know, ask Gableman. He asks Gableman, he says, ask Voss. Turns out he's not doing anything. Finally, after he was in the New Berlin Public Library for a while, what he does, he goes, I don't know anything about elections, so I'm on this public computer, that's great, the state stuff, go around the state, can't find anything, and yet he still shows up. He's supposed to be an independent investigator, and he's at a Trump rally endorsing the primary opponent of Voss, the illegitimate Republican speaker in a gerrymandered legislature, has paid over $1 million to support Gableman. And Republican judges in this state are permitting this. This is a travesty. This is wrong. This is dead wrong. It's very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. I'll tell you what. Go on YouTube and take a look at some of the stuff that these characters were saying out in Waukesha, some of these characters. I mean, you know, for the former president to come in and say that Rebecca Clayfish, and by the way, a poll came out over the weekend, and she and Michaels are in a dead heat. They're within margin of error, within margin of error. So it really matters what happens in the next day or so, even. And by the way, Trump's also the guy that canceled his rally in Milwaukee on August 20, because he wouldn't have had anybody there, but he would have had demonstrators. There were 5,000 tickets. It was a small rally for him. $39 a piece, except it was $3,900 in the so-called presidential section. $3,900. And this clown is up there, Trump, saying Clayfish does not have what it takes. She's the handpicked candidate for the failed establishment. She complains about lobbying, but her husband is one of the biggest lobbyists in Madison. Speaking of Joel Clayfish, whom I had my own unpleasant experience with Thursday night, apparently. So look, all of this is true. She should not be governor. The problem is, a lot of it's true of Michaels. He shouldn't be governor either. All right, now you've heard it on the governor race. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.